First things first, Butler, which is playing at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts through June 13th, is not a play about a White House butler or any other butler. Butler is the name of a major general who inadvertently shaped the Union's policies towards slavery during the Civil War. When three runaway slaves appear at Fort Monroe in Virginia, seeking sanctuary from the Southern officer who owns them, Butler must decide whether the men are property who must be returned to their owner, or can they be categorized in another way, permitting them to stay safe at the fort. Because the play is based on an actual but overlooked historical incident, it is not a spoiler to say Butler's decision was the framework for the Emancipation Proclamation. There is always the danger that a work that deals with an important moment in history can be dry or didactic. Director Joseph Disher avoids that fate. Indeed, he reverses it. Butler is one of the funniest plays you can hope to experience. Thanks to a marvelous performance by David Schramm as Butler, the work at times plays close to farce. That's because the playwright Richard Strand has created a man who finds himself in a perplexing position as he becomes boxed into making a decision he would prefer to avoid. Schramm creates a memorable Butler. He makes it clear Butler is secure in wielding authority because he believes he is always the smartest man in the room. Barely a month into his command and tenure in the military, this former lawyer from New England finds himself in conflict with a man who also believes he is the smartest man in the room. Shepard Mallory is self-confident to the point that it makes him seem arrogant and dislikable. He is articulate, clever, and determined. He's also a slave who demands Butler finds a way to secure his safety. The debate between a man who should be powerless and a stern man of power is as funny as it is disarming. Butler's growing frustration with his manipulation by Mallory is hilarious, thanks to Schramm's genius for finding the comedy of the moment without losing the gravity of the situation. It's very early in the summer season, but I doubt that we will experience a finer performance than the one offered by Schramm at Barrington Stage. The performances by the three supporting actors are also excellent, but it is Schramm who dominates the play. Indeed, the play needs a perfect performance by Butler. Though the play is funny, insightful, and entertaining, it is also very talky, extremely contrived, and its 2-hour and 20-minute length is at least a half hour too long. But flaws or not, Butler is a delightful and delicious start to the Barrington Stage Company season. Butler plays through June 13th at Barrington Stage Company's St. Germain Stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. For tickets and information, call 413-236-8888. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.